Hey guys, welcome to the Perorkers Podcast, where we talk about things that you probably should too. Today I'm joined by...
Hey guys, it's Noah, or NoahDog54.
And I'm John, or JeevensFeevens.
And I am your host for today, Ethan, otherwise known as Flabs XE Gaming on YouTube. And you have read the title, or you can count. One of the two is true, and therefore you know that today is a serious topic episode. So if you're new around here, which might be possible because I've seen an influx of what I'm assuming is new listeners, every 10 episodes we do a serious topic episode. So the 9 episodes in between each serious topic episode is completely nonsensical, doesn't matter in the slightest. It's just us having fun and talking about our opinions on certain stuff. But then we sit down every 10th episode, have a serious talk about some stuff that's going on around the world or stuff we can learn to do better and like all that jazz. So if you missed the ones in season 2 so far, we have Breaking the Silence, which was a men's mental health episode. Unfortunately, John couldn't make it to that one, but he was there in spirit. And then the second one, which is my personal favorite serious topic we've ever done, which is the Hope Debate. That one, I've been told from all of you guys at home as well that the Hope Debate is one of your favorite episodes, and I'm so proud of that episode and how it turned out. I'm back in the mantle of being the host for a serious topic episode once again. So this is the third one in a row. We'll see how far this goes in season 2. In season 1, I did 7, I believe, and then I think the 8th one John did, and then John did the 9th one, and then we did the, that was when we did obviously the season 1 finale wasn't a serious topic episode, I suppose, but it was the 10th episode of that thing. But either way, let's get into some small talk. So what have you guys been up to?
Oh, just getting used to some new hours at work.
All right, no, it's boring as usual. John, how about you?
I've been, I got to school, and I've been listening to, I don't know if I mentioned this previously, but the book that I'm listening to on Audible is Through the Eyes of the Dragon, it's just called The Eyes of the Dragon by Stephen King. And I think it's one of the few books that I've listened to on Audible that I'm like, I'm glad that I chose to listen to this instead of reading it, because it reads like someone telling a story. Like, the narrator will often, like, kind of break the fourth wall and be like, oh, you might be thinking this, or you might be thinking that, or this is something that will happen. Like, it's very self-aware, and so it feels more like a storyteller. And so I like that I'm listening to it instead of reading it.
Interesting. Yeah, I can't have someone read a book to me. I just can't do it. Like I said, I think I did mention this, is that I think if you like to listen to books or you like to read books off of Kindle, nothing against you. I just personally can't do that, because to me it feels like you're not actually reading the book if you're reading off of Kindle, because to me it's like, because the entire point of reading a book is to get away from screens, because we've already used screens enough. In fact, we're using screens for this very podcast. And so, and you guys are using a screen to listen to it. And so for me, a book is sort of an escape from the digital world almost. And so, which acts as a nice escape to me. But if I were to read it off Kindle, and trust me, I've tried, I don't have a Kindle, but I used to, it didn't do anything for me. And like, while I enjoyed the book I was reading, I wasn't escaping technology because I was looking right at it. Looking at technology for a long extended period of time actually sort of damages your eyes, in the sense that it's you can get headaches, you get more tired, and it just, like, you lose a lot of energy. And so I don't like to be on a screen all the time, and reading a book is a nice escape for me. I said, if you read off of Kindle, keep going. As long as you enjoy doing it, doesn't really matter what anyone else says. But that's just how I personally feel about it.
Right. And for me, it's like, the ranks of things that I like is, like, I prefer most of the time to read a physical book. And then after that, then, like, I can listen to it. Because sometimes I'll be doing, like, schoolwork, or, like, something kind of tedious, or, like, if I had chores I have to do, I like to have it listening to in the background. And then, like, Kindle is, like, the lead. So, like, it's good, I guess. But I don't love it. It's kind of... it feels like I'm not making progress when I'm reading it. It's like, oh, yeah, I know, I can see the number is going up, but it doesn't really feel like I'm getting further in the book.
Right. Yeah. But as for me, I've been... speaking of tired, actually, I am personally pretty tired, because yesterday I helped someone move. And as you know, when you help someone move, there's a lot of big things you gotta lug around.
Oh, yeah.
And for example, this the person we were help the family we were helping, they have a gun safe. And it's not just any gun safe. It is a fortified, fireproof, waterproof, bulletproof, any proof you can think of, it was proof of. And I believe it was taller than me, so it was about like 5'6" or 5'7" in terms of height. And it weighed about 560 pounds with nothing in it. The safe itself weighed that much. It took four guys to lift that out of the base. And it was in the basement, by the way, with a very narrow stairway. So it took four guys lugging it up the stairway. And then eventually it got to a point where there could only be two people on it because of how narrow the thing was. And I had to hold the door open so that they could get through. It was like, but I could see them in pain. And then, we moved a bunch of, so a lot of the dressers and like, I guess like bedroom stuff that they had were Amish made. And if you don't know what that means, it means that you can't take out the drawers. Like the drawers are connected and stuff. But if you wanted to take out the drawers so it's lighter to move, you can't do that because they're Amish made. And so we had to lug around these, things that were like, super heavy, and so I used a lot of upper body strength, which I do exercise in them, but if you do that all day, it really, really makes you sore afterwards. So I'm currently sore right now, and I'm definitely a little bit tired. I slept in a little bit, but I have stuff I do in the morning, so I woke up for that. But still, so yeah, I'm a little bit tired today, but we're here, so that's all that matters.
But, yeah, I definitely know where you're coming from. I've moved around a handful of times, as you know. And yeah. my family has these two really big bookcases. And, like, we've never gotten rid of them because it was something that my dad's dad built himself. And so it's, like, kind of like a family heirloom. But they're heavy. They're like, even without any of the shelves, they are bulky, so I definitely get what you mean.
It's like your grandfather piano, and that was really heavy because you can't just disassemble a piano, so you're gonna have to move the whole thing.
Why are you saying piano? Why are you saying it weirdly?
That's not how it's pronounced.
It's piano.
Piano.
No. Also, you need to get closer. I can't tell if you're far away from Mike or you just need to talk louder. I can't tell which one it is, but you need to do one of those two things.
Like 2 feet away from my face.
Well, then I'll talk louder then. But either way, while Noah figures out his crap, we're gonna move into headlines, which I believe I have one. Let me just figure out which one it is, because I'm pretty sure I took a picture of it. Oh yeah. So does anyone here want to feel old? Because you're about to. Super Mario Galaxy released 17 years ago. You just heard those words I said correctly. Super Mario Galaxy, the infamous Galaxy game, released 17 years ago. What? Excuse me? What do you mean it released 17 years ago?
Please take those words back.
Nope, I can't. It's 17 years ago. My goodness. I'm only 20, and so that's insane. And I'm like, you know, once you reach 20 years old, you automatically are basically starting to become an old man. Because, you know, that's insane to me. Super Mario Galaxy 17 years ago? That's nuts. And obviously there's other stuff that's like the original Pokemon game, right? Like, I'm sure we could look back at that and be like, holy crap. But I wasn't alive for that, is the difference. I was alive when this came out. So that's insane to me. Like, I can't even fathom that. 17 years ago.
Yeah.
But pretty insane.
Yeah, that is. Oy.
But yeah. So that was the headline that I had because it's just a fun fact, I guess. But it's one of those things that, like I said, you look back on it and you're like, 17 years. That's crazy. Because like I remember playing Super Mario Galaxy. I wasn't like it was a while after it came out, but I was playing Super Mario Galaxy and I never 100% in it because I was like a child and I didn't even know you could 100% think something. But I definitely played at least a majority of the levels and stuff. And I had a blast. And like, it was one of my favorite games. My parents would always sit down and watch me play it and like that kind of thing. So it's almost like a family game night type thing where I mean, they weren't doing anything. They were just sitting there and watching it. But it was always a fond memory of mine that they would sit down and watch me play the game and just have a good time, like that type of stuff. And so, When I scrolled past this and it said that it came out 17 years ago, I'm like, really? That's insanity. So, but what was it?
I said it's crazy how time flies.
Yeah. I mean, speaking of time flies, we've been doing this for almost 3 years, this podcast. Can you believe it?
That is wild.
I can't. Because next year is going to be 3 years, because we started this in 2022. But we're approaching 3 years, which is pretty insane. Now, we didn't do a two-year anniversary. I didn't feel it was necessary. Or a one-year anniversary, actually, if anything. I don't really see a reason to do, like, an anniversary. Like, that's more of a YouTube thing, a YouTube channel thing, right, when you do anniversaries. Yeah. Obviously, our main party-style episodes are going to be reserved for holidays, which we're going to be doing a holiday one for Christmas, obviously. But we still have to figure out the actual topic, because we've already done Christmas tradition. We've already done... We did ranking Christmas food. So we got to figure out what we're doing there. But either way, that's not for a little bit anyway. We probably won't do a Thanksgiving one because we kind of already did. We did a gratefulness episode as well as a family bond episode, which are kind of two of the same type of idea. And so it'd be kind of stupid to do a third one again. So we'll probably do this. Not everyone celebrates Thanksgiving, so that's fine as well. But yeah, we reserve a lot of the celebration style ones for either holidays or the finale, like the season finale style stuff. So yeah, just in case anyone's wondering, because I got an email a long time ago asking if we were gonna do like a 2 year anniversary because they've been listening for a while. So no, not at the moment. We're not playing. Maybe if we get to like 10 year, maybe 10 year anniversary, that might be a thing we could do. But that's right. Not for a long time. We'll be old men by then.
Definitely.
So this wasn't a headline I marked down, but I wanted to point this out to anybody. If you were a fan of Unus Honest back when that was a thing. Mark, as well as Ethan, posted a video on their channel. I forgot what Mark's was called. But either way, it was like the gravestone of Unus Honest and all that stuff. And it had some somber music and some peaceful nature sound in the background. I'm like, okay, this is a cool video. But at the end of the video, you can see someone trying to come out of the grave. And I wonder, and people have been speculating, if Unus Honest is actually gonna make a return. If they're gonna do it again. Cause maybe the people are theorizing that Unus Honest as the characters, not as Mark and Ethan, but as the characters, were unsatisfied with how they ended or something, and they're gonna try and do it again. I think that's a genius idea, considering Unus Honest was a massive thing when that was going on. Even Game Theory themselves covered a lot of the lore when it came to it. So, I see that as a... I mean, my only concern with that is if Mark still has time for his movie stuff and Edge of Sleep as well. So hopefully that won't... If they're going to be doing that, hopefully that doesn't cut into his time with that. But, yeah, so if you haven't seen the videos, I'm hoping they're still up. I haven't checked, but I'm assuming they are. You can go to Ethan's channel, which Crank Gameplays, I think is his channel name, or something like that. And then obviously Mark, you can go over to his channel and see it. But very interesting. Like I said, I didn't put it as a headline, but it's just a thing that if you were a fan of that, because I watched a little bit of it. I didn't watch every episode. I know. I don't want to hear it. But I did watch a lot of the episodes. I watched the Peace on episode because I was just so confused about what was happening with that. But so I watched the good ones. I'll just say that. But so I wasn't like a super fan or anything, but I know people personally in my life that were. And so if you are someone that's like that, then I would go over and see that video, go in with the community, see if that you can figure it out. Cause it's cool. It's something. If it was just the gravestone for 20 seconds with music and stuff, it's like, oh, it's just an anniversary thing. And they're just showing off that it's been like 4 years since they've done that or whatever. But because of the grave thing that they did, like that's something's off about that. You want to just do that because you felt like it. So. But, with that being said, we're gonna move on into the creator showcase / the viewer engagement. Now, I do have some more emails, but I wanted to, do a creator showcase today. And the creator showcase is, one of my favorite people that I just scroll past on shorts. He's absolutely funny. So, his name is, if I can check this, it's Jaden Williams Gaming, is their channel name. And essentially, you might have actually seen this guy. You might not recognize the name, but you might have seen this guy if you've scrolled past YouTube Shorts before. And essentially, he's playing a game, and I believe it's like a car simulator or truck simulator. I'm not sure what game it actually is. I've never actually checked that, but he's playing a car game, and he's like dry. He's speeding down, like he's going at least 120 miles per hour, And one of the funny ones I've watched is he was going 125 miles per hour, and like he hits a passenger, like he hits a car, and they go flying across the screens, like, and he's still speeding, not paying any attention, be like, oh, he's dead. And then like the guy that's playing the game, he hits another car, but instead this time he veers off the road and goes towards a tree. And he's like, "Kids, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry for everything we've done. This is it. Like he's about to die. And cuz whenever he crashes, he usually like pretends that he actually crashed into the car, so he'll fly back on his chair. And he'll like, he has glasses, so sometimes his glasses and headset will fall off. And it's some of the funniest stuff ever. And so one of the video I'm looking at right now to look at the name was, this is how not to maneuver a car. He just has some of the funniest stuff ever, in terms of comedy. I don't know if they're skits or if he does these on stream. I'm not entirely sure which it is. But either way, Jaden Williams Gaming is a pretty amazing. Jaden spelled J-E-D-E-N, by the way, not with a Y. So, if you want some hilarious content in your feed, head on over to his channel. Like I said, pretty funny. It's hard to sort of explain the humor behind it, because you have to see it. Because, like I said, I just explained the video that I thought was hilarious. But if you're sitting there like, well, I can't envision that, then you're right. You probably can't. Just go over to his channel and actually watch it yourself. But
yeah, I've seen his videos. He makes a lot of funny skits as well as his driving videos. He's hilarious, so yeah, I definitely recommend that as well.
I like the one where he hits the guardrail and he's doing like 360s, and he takes his hands off. He's like, "Jesus, take the wheel!" I guess that's what he was doing. another one was this video that I'm referencing, he wasn't like driving super fast like all the other ones, but he was driving pretty fast. He hits a car, and he sees like a NPC hit a car, because I guess the NPCs can hit crash too. It's like there's this like four wheeler that's just flying across his screen, and he's doing the classic like TV/whatever thing where they just slowly look at it as it's flying by, not saying a word. It was so funny. But like I said, you have to go actually watch the videos to understand the humor behind it. But it's, like I said, it's amazing. If you want some comedic relief in your life, then head on over to his channel, because he's awesome. And apparently John's watched it too, so he can second that. So
yeah, that sounds pretty funny.
Yeah, you sound really enthusiastic about that.
I was like, I hate that guy.
That guy killed my entire family. I'll never forgive him.
No, I'm tired. I woke up at 6 in the morning.
Yeah, give it the program note. A lot of people do. Yeah, that's what I thought. But with the career showcase out of the way, I think it's time to move into the actual episode. Now, before we even start today's episode, John and I have already done this, so this is directed towards you guys at home. I need all of you, this is a project we're doing. I want all of you to grab a piece of paper, blank preferably. It doesn't have to be a super blank piece of paper. You can get like the lined paper as well. It doesn't really matter. As long as it's blank, there's nothing on it. As well as a writing utensil. So pen, pencil, marker, doesn't matter. As long as you can write on it. So obviously, pause this episode, go do that stuff. And Jimmy, I swear, I don't want to hear that you're too lazy. Go do it, Jimmy. I want to see a piece of paper, and I want to see a pen. If you don't, I will have John personally send a nuke to your house, and his head will light the fuse. Don't tempt him. He will.
Yeah, so I got the bun ready.
He's got the bun ready. He's got the nuclear launch codes ready. So, Jimmy, I swear.
Give me a reason.
Go do it. give me a reason. But yes, so go grab a piece of paper and pen. These two have already done that, because this is something that we're all going to do together. So I'm assuming you paused the episode and you're back. How's it going? You got your stuff? Jimmy, I see that you don't have a pen. Go grab a pen, Jimmy. You have to pay, you only have 50, you're only putting 50% of the effort in. Go get the other thing. But ignore Jimmy. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's kind of new to this whole thing of like, you know, actually doing stuff. So now that you have your paper and your pen, I'll tell you what to write on that in a second here. But like I said, before we start, I want to start by saying that essentially what this is going to be is it's going to be a group exercise type thing. That's why I got you to grab the pencil and paper or whatever. And I'm going to essentially be the teacher, I guess, if you want to think. Because actually, I'm technically a teacher, because I was a teacher back in 1987. And I taught a class of at least 30 kids about this type of stuff. So I'm actually legally qualified to be able to do this. And we just don't talk about what happened on January 12th. We don't talk about what happened that day. We don't talk about that. You don't need to know what happened that day.
I do have a question.
What?
Are you severely underpaid as a teacher?
I got paid like $2 an hour, so probably, yeah.
I'd say so.
But either way, so I am going to be sort of the teacher here. Like I said, totally legally eligible to do that. Again, taught a class in 1987, so definitely that's how that works. So here's what you're gonna, I guess I should probably explain what this topic is going to revolve around. Because otherwise what you're about to write on the paper is not gonna make much sense. So, Noah, by the way, I have something to say to you.
Yeah?
As well as John, but I'll get to John in a second. Noah, I forgive you.
Huh?
I forgive you.
For?
John, I forgive you as well, man.
Oh yeah, thanks. I appreciate it.
So I love how there are two different answers. We got Noah who's confused, John that's just going with it. So Noah, don't worry, man. I totally forgive you. Don't even worry about it. Anyway, so what you're gonna write on this paper, and the actual episode will probably be titled this as well, is we're gonna be doing what's called the Forgiveness Project. So grab your pencil right now. And on the top of your paper, top right, top left, wherever, however you like to write, just don't touch, I would start top to bottom though, write the name of a person who's wronged you in the past. And I'm not talking about they stole your cookie, I'm not talking about they spilled your milk and you cried over it because you're a loser, I'm not talking about that stuff. I'm talking about they did something very serious, or they did something that hurt you in some way, emotionally, physically, doesn't matter. Just write the name of that person. You don't need to write the full name if you don't need to, as long as you know who they are. And once you have written their name, I want you to write right under that what they did to you. I want you to write what they did to you in the fullest extent that you can write in, whatever that may be. Once you get to that done, I want you to write how you felt about it. So right underneath that little excerpt about what they did, write how you felt about it at that time. Did you feel angry? Did you feel sad? Like, what? How did they make you feel based on what they did to you? Those are three things. So kind of think of it like bullet points. So you have the name, you have what they did to you, and then you have how you felt about it in that moment. And then underneath the third one there, you're going to write how you currently feel about it. So how you feel about it today. And that kind of thing. So again, you can be short about it, you can be extensive about it, doesn't really matter for that one. We'll just write how you felt about it, or how you feel about it currently. And then the last thing you're gonna write is a simple yes or no. It's the question I'm giving you to write underneath that is, have you forgiven them? And you're gonna put a simple yes or no under that. So once all those five things are done, we can move on. But have either of you two finished that?
Almost done.
Okay. So while these two are finishing up, I'll stall a little bit. So yeah. So just to remind all of you at home, the name. So think of it like bullet points: the name of the person, what they did to you, how you felt about it back then, how you feel about it now, and have you forgiven them? Which you can put have you forgiven them, and then colon, and then yes or no, or you can just write yes or no. It doesn't really matter. As long as you remember what that stood for. So that's what you're gonna, so we're all doing this. So make sure, Jimmy, I swear to God, Jimmy, I see you. I can literally see what you're doing right now. You're not taking this seriously.
Jimmy, I know you have someone who pissed you off and that you've been, like, betrayed and, all, and it's just the worst thing and you're not forgiving them. You gotta write this stuff down.
Yeah. I want to point out too, like, John just brought up, even though we were joking about Jimmy, as you can't tell me that there's no one that's betrayed you, or like, I wouldn't, betrayal is a strong word as well, but I would say someone that's wronged you in the past, you can't tell me that no one's done that. It's called life. It's a thing that happens. I'm personally writing my own stuff down as well, so I've already finished. Actually, we're kind of cheated. I wrote this a little before the episode even started, but because I knew this was happening, obviously. So my thing's already done, but we're all doing this together. It's not just like John and Noah as well as a couple of you at home. It's literally me, all three of us, and you guys at home. Including you, Jimmy, I swear to God. If you don't start doing this, I'm gonna come over to your house and blow you up. But, assuming that was enough time to stall for you guys to finish your things, and you guys at home can just pause, so there's nothing stopping you. But in terms of real time with John and Nora, are you guys finished with your piece of paper?
Yep.
Okay. And then the last thing you're gonna write, it's not even you're writing anything, at the very bottom of your paper, the very bottom, I want you to just draw a single line on the bottom of the paper. That's all you're gonna do. A single line, at the bottom of your paper. So, and that goes for you guys as well. I'm not just speaking to these two. Just draw a little line at the very bottom of your paper. And like I said, the title of this episode is called The Forgiveness Project. And there's going to be five parts that I'm going to be talking about here. And then I'm going to include John and Noah to sort of talk about what they've been told and like that kind of stuff, their experiences and stuff. But we're going to go over that in a second. So part one is called Changing History. So that's what I've titled it. And so forgiveness gives you a chance to change your history. To your history specifically, not anyone else's. No matter how long ago this was, whether it was weeks ago, years ago, it doesn't matter. You have a chance right here, right now, to change it. Forgiving someone can be tough, even over petty things. Like I said before, like someone stole your cookie, you might be a little upset about that. Especially if it was a chocolate chip cookie, I totally understand. Like, if it was only a raisin cookie, that's basically poison already, so they can take that all they want. But with chocolate chip cookies, that's a felony. And so even over petty things like that, it can be hard to forgive someone over that kind of stuff. We as humans are naturally competitive. So when someone challenges us, we often bite back. Well, this can lead to conflict, and conflict leads to disasters. Many times that's happened. We've seen this all throughout history, actually. How did World War I start? John, Noah, hey, bring back history class. How did World War I start?
Murder.
Wasn't it over a sandwich?
Definitely not over a sandwich.
Did you just say over a sandwich?
Yeah.
Noah, you get a D minus. John,
I forget who it was, but it was some world leader. They got murdered. People who murdered them blamed it on Austria, right? Is that accurate?
You're kind of close. Well, you got parts of it sort of correct. So let me kind of explain to you what happened. And I did look this up, by the way, because I wasn't totally sure myself. Serbian is how you say their group. Serbian extremist groups wanted to increase the Serbian power in the Balkans. This eventually led to the assassination of Austrian Archduke Franz Ferdinand in 1914. So as we can see from that, competition led to conflict, and then conflict led to disaster, because that's how the war started. Let's go back to something you probably know a bit more about, because I guess it's more recent, and we talked about it more in school. How did World War II start? John, Noah?
I know. It definitely wasn't over the sandwich.
Well, John, you got an A+ on the, I'll give you an A- because you're a little wrong. And then Noah, you sucked in the last one. Noah, I want you to answer first. How did World War II start?
Yeah, wasn't this started with, Hitler's invasion of Poland?
All right, that is absolutely correct. So, let me just kind of read to you what I have. World War II started when Germany invaded Poland because the leader of Germany at the time believed that Poland belonged to them. Once again, we see a case of competition leading to conflict and conflict leading to disaster. This happens in our day-to-day life all the time, just not as dramatic, obviously. But with each person you meet, comes with two factors. They will either be a friend or a challenge. A friend helps you through a difficult time in your life, and a challenge creates another one. Each person you pass by on the street or the sidewalk will either be a friend or a challenge, and you probably won't know about which one they are until later in your life, if ever, even. But sometimes people make it very clear what side they are on. So if a friend, when you say friend, they could easily, you could ask for directions, and they could be like, oh, it's over that way, and you can take a left and you go down that road or whatever. Or they can be like, they could be a challenge and just not say anything to you and completely ignore you. And so this type of stuff kind of happens all the time. And it's like I said, what I mentioned before, it's not as extreme. Obviously, when we're talking about World War I and World War II, those are the worst of the worst, right? But when it comes to day-to-day life, it's just small things like what I just said, where you're asking for directions, they either help you or they completely ignore you because they feel like they have better things to do. And so when it comes to that type of stuff, It can be very hard to kind of forgive people that kind of do some of that stuff. Not necessarily the people that are just scoffing at you because they have better things to do, but some of the serious stuff that, like, for example, whatever you wrote on your paper. So when it comes to changing history, that's what I mean, is you're changing your own history based on how you felt about it. Because you can't change what they did. You can't go back, unless you have a hot tub time machine, which, congratulations, you've invented time travel. So unless you have that, you can't go back and change what they did, you can't change how they felt, you can't change anything about them. All that you can change is how you currently feel about it. And that's what I'm kind of talking about when I say change history, because I don't want people to think, oh, this guy thinks we all have time machines, we can go back and change what happened. No, that's not what I'm saying. That's never gonna happen. So that's why it's titled the way it is. Now, another thing I want to point out is, obviously, this works for you guys because we're not on a call with you guys. But when it comes to John and Noah specifically, I don't ever want to hear, when I invite you guys to join in on the conversation, I don't want to ever hear what you have on your paper. I don't want to hear their name. I don't want to hear what they did. I don't want to hear anything. The only person that should be able to see your paper right now is you. So keep that in mind when I invite you to join the conversation, because that's what I'm about to do. So based on what I just said, how do you guys feel about that kind of thing?
I mean, sounds fine to me.
No, you're getting demonetized across the board. John, you want to engage in the conversation?
I feel like that is a good way of looking at it, because it's like you said, you can't change what happened, but you can change how it affects you. And without, like, you know, obviously saying what happened. For me, it affected me heavily for, like, a bit. And then these days, it doesn't really, you know. So, like, I made an active decision, like, this isn't something I need to keep letting affect me. Like, I can move on.
Right. Yeah, and that's pretty good. So part two of this is titled Feelings. So if you choose not to forgive someone, and actually, John, I think this is a great segue, because John kind of just talked about this. If you choose not to forgive someone, you're the only one that gets hurt from that. The person you refuse to forgive doesn't even feel anything. They might not even remember that you existed. They might most likely have already moved on, so why haven't you? But if you can manage to forgive them, you slowly but surely begin to heal yourself. Forgiving them can bring you peace. It doesn't matter if the person is still mad at you, as long as you make the leap to forgive them, you will feel better because of it. Feelings play a strong part in the act of forgiveness. If you forgive someone without actually forgiving, or without actually feeling any different, did you actually truly forgive them in the first place? It's not an easy journey, obviously, we know this, to get to a place where you can forgive people. But it is such a powerful place because it can free you. And John, like I said, just talked about this, where it sounded like it was a battle for quite a while until he eventually took the leap to move on. And feelings play a huge part. We're gonna get more into feelings later, when it comes to the next couple parts here. But feelings specifically play a massive part in forgiveness, because you have to take into account, your feelings, obviously. You have to take into account how you felt back then, how you feel now, you have to compare it. As well as the fact that you might start to consider how they felt, how they were feeling back when that happened. And it's all that kind of interesting perspective that you got to look at, because, like I said, feelings are very strong, especially when it comes to anger, sadness, and that kind of stuff, the more powerful emotions. And so feelings play a massive part, probably one of the biggest parts in forgiveness ever. And so that's why I said we're gonna be talking more about it down the line. How do you guys feel that forgiveness plays a part in the act of forgiveness?
I feel like forgiveness is one of those things that takes a lot of time. It's not something that can be done quickly. It's just one of those things that takes a little bit of time for you to forgive someone, depending on what they did.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right, John, what do you feel about it?
Yeah, I definitely agree with a lot of what you said there, where it's like it's a journey. It takes a lot of introspection. A good way of, like, leading you towards the point where you can forgive them is try to understand and have empathy for how they were feeling when they did whatever thing that you are upset about or trying to forgive them for. Because, you know, we only see the world from our point of view. And if you're unable to see, right, unable to try to understand what other people are going through, what other people, why other people make their decisions, then it's very hard to forgive them for that. But if you can, like, kind of get in their head, be like, why would they make that decision? Why would they choose to do that? Maybe they had a reason, maybe it was a good reason, maybe it's not, but if you can understand how they were feeling, it might help with the relievement of how you are feeling.
All right, that's pretty good as well. So I think that's another great segue into part three, the roots of forgiveness. This might sound crazy, but you need to be careful with how you go about forgiving someone. When you look at that name on your paper, I want all of us to look at the name on your paper. And you're saying to yourself, yeah, I forgive them. I forgave them a while ago. But did you actually forgive them? Or are you just saying that to temporarily avoid the situation? Are you saying that so you can have the satisfaction of winning? Are you saying that just so you can get past this section of the episode? If any of these things are true, then you haven't truly forgiven them. You haven't gotten over it yet and are just trying to save face. If you only want the person who wronged you to be sorry or feel bad, then that's not forgiveness. That's a form of vengeance. And vengeance can be dangerous, as it can lead you or your mental health down several spirals. It can form rivalries and meaningless wars. If you try and get back at the person, or you've tried that to try to do that in the past, then that's not forgiveness either. The roots of forgiveness stem with change, meaning you have to be able to change yourself in order to even begin to forgive someone else. Think about it this way. You can't plant a tree in your yard if you never bought the tree in the first place. That's like putting a stick in the ground and expecting it to magically turn into a tree. Forgiveness works by and through change, so you have to be willing to change in order to proceed. And I think, I think that's like one of the greatest parts of forgiveness, is you have to look at the roots of it. Because if you just ignore the roots of it, then you're not even going to be able to start forgiving anything. And when it comes to the actual, like I just said earlier, where it's, did you forgive them to get back at them? To be like, ha, I forgave you. Or are you doing it because you want to win? Or are you doing it because you want to avoid the situation entirely? Because then you're not forgiving anything. You're not forgiving them. You're not forgiving the situation. You're not forgiving anything at that point. And that can be dangerous. Because if you're doing it just to get back at them, then that's a form of vengeance. And vengeance is bad. And we've seen, we can go back to the World Wars. Like, vengeance took a major place in those things as well. So it's one of those things that you do have to be careful with how you forgive someone. Because if all you're doing is trying to get back to them, you're trying to win, you're trying to avoid the situation, then you're not forgiving them at all. So how do you two feel about that type of thing?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I definitely agree with that statement, because it's like, as an example, not what I wrote, but could be applicable to a lot of people listening. Where if you're like, someone like broke up with you, right? And you go on to be like, oh, I'm gonna date this other person. I'm gonna date their best friend. That'll show them. Like, that's not moving on. That is vengeance. It is not healthy for you. It's not healthy for the person you're using to get the original person. It's not healthy for anyone. It's just going to make things worse. But if you're like, you know what, it's for the best, I moved on, maybe I wasn't happy with it, maybe I could have done things differently, but it's in the past, you know, I can't do anything about it. I need to change how I'm looking at this situation so I can find peace.
Pretty good answer. Noah?
I would say I agree with a lot of what John said, but forgiveness for me has not been one of those things that's been easy to forgive some people, because I've had some people do some pretty terrible things to me, and some of them I can forgive and some of them I can't. But where you really need to find the line and balance is when forgiveness becomes vengeance, or the opposite, where vengeance becomes forgiveness. There's a very fine line in between those two, and sometimes I can be confused for one or the other.
Right. Also, again, I would talk louder so people can actually hear you. But yeah, so that's the roots of forgiveness, and you got to be very careful with how you look at it and go about that. But part four, I've titled reality. Oops, I messed everything up. But now that we've gone over the roots of forgiveness, it's time to come back down to reality for a second. Right now, in this very moment, John, Noah, me, and hundreds of thousands of people are all sitting in front of a piece of paper with someone's name on it, and what they did. No one else knows what's on your paper. No one else knows what that person might have done to you. No one else knows how you felt about the situation or how you're currently feeling now. Forgiveness doesn't happen immediately. In fact, it often doesn't, really. Like, forgiveness, like, usually it's not immediate, like, it's an off and on, so it's like, oh, you know, they did just murder my family, but I forgive them completely. Like, that doesn't happen. Obviously, that's an extreme situation, but you understand what I'm saying. So, depending on what that person did, forgiveness can take years to fully happen. Forgiveness is harder than it appears to be. You might have tried to forgive this person in the past, but it just led to more war, not peace. Another thing that can help on the road to forgiveness is actually understanding the other person. John actually kind of hinted at this before. You might see them as evil, or you might think they're a terrible person. And while that could be the case sometimes, maybe they aren't. Maybe you only perceive them as that because you never gave them a chance to explain why they did what they did. And that's an important piece, too. Understanding why the person did what they did can help you understand how they might have been feeling in that situation. Better minds know that sometimes in order to forgive someone, it helps to understand them first. It gives the other person a chance to forgive, too. Forgiveness is one of our finest qualities, and to not utilize it would be a disgrace to everything we've worked up so hard to do. Now, it's possible that the person on your paper is no longer around. Maybe they are disconnected from you, or vice versa. Maybe they moved far away, or maybe they aren't even of this world anymore. Whatever this case may be, the person on your list can't be contacted in order to understand them at all. And unfortunately, that's just how the world works. But if you can get in contact with them, then you should. Ask them why they did what they did. Ask them how they felt back then. Ask them if they thought you did something wrong. Understand them. Forgiveness won't even start until you do. And like I said, John talked about this in his... this was actually kind of in the feeling section. He talked about this. Is that it's very important to understand the person that's on your paper right now. And maybe you don't understand fully about what they did now, and so that's why I mentioned if you can get in contact with them, you absolutely should. Ask them, like, even though it might have been a long time ago, ask them how they felt about it. Ask them why they did what they did. All this kind of stuff that would help you get closure, at the very least, about what was going on. So, yeah, I think that's kind of one of the more, things that you kind of as well need to do in order to truly start to forgive someone for what they did. Now, John, you did kind of touch on this, but do you have any something else you want to say about what I just said?
Yeah, I mean, if it's one of those things where, like, if you don't even know why they did what they did, then you're just kind of like you're kind of stuck in this like a loop where you're like, no, they did this awful thing to me. Why should I feel bad about it? Why should I get over it or forgive them? They completely screwed me over, or whatever they did that you aren't forgiving them for. And then you're like, okay, well, maybe I can forgive them, but then you think about it and you're like, oh, I don't like that they did that. And then if you are able to have that conversation, and I will admit that is a tough conversation to have with someone, be like, why did you do this thing that I don't like? That's not a happy conversation, no matter what they did, even if it was something simple, like they stole your cookie. but if you're able to do that, and you're able to get their side of the story, you're able to see things for how they are, and not things from your point of view.
Right. Alright, Noah, you got anything to say?
I mean, I basically agree with what John said.
Okay, so part five, I have titled, and this is the last part, I have titled, I'm going to murder these dogs that are in this house. It's called part five.
You can't forgive them.
I can never forgive them. But it's called The Path Forward. So now that you've chosen to forgive them or not forgive them, whatever you've chosen on your paper that you read or that you've written, it's time to finish off the episode. We're getting pretty close. And plus, I have obviously part five to still go over. But it's time to finish off the episode just a little bit. But we can't do that just yet. You still have a blank line at the bottom of your paper. That blank line has actually been the catalyst of this whole episode. You just don't know it yet. On that blank line, you're going to write a simple yes or no. Don't do it just yet. After all the forgiveness we've been learning about today, we haven't even touched on the most important kind of forgiveness. So this question goes out to John, Noah, and everyone else listening and participating in this project. Have you forgiven yourself? Write yes or no on that line and be truthful about it. Don't just lie, because that's not helping anyone and that certainly doesn't help yourself. Whatever situation you're dealing with on your paper, there might be, if not almost guaranteed, a little bit of self-doubt. Maybe you blame yourself for the whole ordeal. Maybe you think that you're the reason that person walked out of your life. Maybe you think that you're the reason for all the hatred that they shared. Whatever the reason is, the most important forgiveness is in oneself. Let's be real here. Forgiving the person on your list could take a while. Maybe they did something so out of line that you can't possibly forgive them right now. And that's okay. And that's most likely true for a lot of you listening right now. As we just talked about, certain types of forgiveness can take weeks, months, or even years. Now, forgiving yourself could be an uphill battle too, depending on the circumstances. But you have to reach that point. You have to be able to forgive yourself. That's the most important thing right now. So if you wrote down yes, then you are already headed in a good direction. If you put no, I want you to scratch it off. Self-forgiveness can happen at any time. All you need to do is accept it. Forgive yourself for the wrongdoings of the past, because the past is the past. It's already happened. It's history. All you can do now is choose how you move on. Like I said, that's why I wanted to sort of have that as the last part, part five here. Because it's probably the most important part of this episode. Because forgiving the person on your paper, like I just said, let's say they could have done something so bad to you that you can't possibly forgive them right now. And like I said, that's okay. It's gonna happen eventually. Because you can't, like I said, they did something so bad that you can't forgive them. It might take weeks, if not years, to actually do that. But right now, the most important thing is getting rid of the self-doubt about the situation. Noah, do you have any thing to say about that?
Self-forgiveness is one of those things that can actually be a lot more trickier than actually forgiving anyone that you may have on your paper. And it's actually something I've struggled with quite a bit in the past, is forgiving myself for mistakes that I've made in the past. Because, trust me, I've made a lot of mistakes in the past. But there were just some times where I didn't fully forgive myself. Or even now, there's some days where I just don't forgive myself for the actions I did in the past. But at the end of the day, I just have to remember, past is past, you can't change it. And you just gotta keep digging one day at a time.
All right. John, what about you?
Yeah, I would say that what Noah said there is what I would agree with. There's been many, many times, that I've thought back on a mistake I made or something I've done that that makes me angry. That I can't believe that I did that. That's so stupid, or that was so cruel, or whatever it was. But being able to look at that situation and be like, that's not who I want to be anymore, is a huge step in self-forgiveness. Because if you've done something wrong, and you don't even see that you've done something wrong, then you're not forgiving yourself because you don't even feel bad about it. But if you're getting to a point where you're like, oh man, I kind of feel bad about this thing, it's like, that's okay. And that shows growth. That shows that you've changed as a person from when you made that mistake. And being able to recognize that you've grown and you've changed from that mistake is a huge step towards forgiving yourself for whatever you've done.
Yeah, that's a great message right there. So as we sort of close off the episode, I'm going to kind of do something similar to what I did in the Hope debate. Now, like I mentioned, right now, I said this actually, I think that's part four, I said, or part four or five, whatever that part I said it in. Right now, in this exact moment in time, this historical moment in time, because this exact moment in time won't happen ever again. In this exact moment in time, you're sitting in front of a piece of paper. You have the name of the person, you have what they did, you have how they felt, blah, blah, blah. Only you know what's on that paper. And only you will ever know what's on that paper. I don't know what's on John's paper, I don't know what's on Noah's paper, I don't know what's on any of your papers either. Because obviously that's how that works. And that's what's important. because this is not a battle that any of us need to fight together. It's a battle that you have to fight yourself. And that's how it works sometimes. Now, there's obviously battles that we can fight together, but when it comes to forgiveness, especially with forgiveness of oneself, that's a thing that you have to work on alone. It's like it's okay to work on something alone like that. Because obviously, I shouldn't know what happened to John. I shouldn't know what happened to Noah. I shouldn't know what happened to you guys. That's all things that, it was your personal life. It happened a long time ago, maybe not too long ago. Depends on whatever is on your paper. But that's the important thing, is no one else knows. Only you know what happened. And like I said, maybe the person that wronged you in the past, they don't even remember it. So right now, only you in this moment in time know what happened. And I think that's a beautiful thing. So the way I'm going to end this episode is, I just have one last thing that I actually wrote down because I wanted to remember this. I was sitting in a place this morning, and this kind of quote came to me. And I looked it up to see if it's an actual quote. It's not. So if you want to quote this as me saying it, then that's great. But this is a thing that's kind of popped in my mind, and I found it very convenient that it popped into my mind today. So the practice of forgiveness is our most important contribution to the healing of the world. The day that forgiveness is forgotten is the same day that humanity truly dies. And I think that's almost a really powerful and sad statement, because if forgiveness is lost, then we as humanity is lost with it. Because if no one's forgiving anyone, then it's just all hatred, it's just all battle, it's just all wars all across the world. And that's the last thing we need more of right now. Around the world is hatred, war, all that bad stuff. What we can keep going with is forgiveness. And I think that's the most beautiful thing that we have as humans, is we're able to forgive each other. We're able to forgive the events of the past and that kind of thing. But if we choose to not do that, and forgiveness is forgotten, then I think humanity dies along with it. And that's kind of sad to think about, but hopefully that never happens, obviously. John, do you have any final statements for the episode?
I would say that, as we mentioned a couple times, that, like, forgiveness doesn't happen in a day. You know, you can't just be like, oh yeah, I forgive you. Unless it was something small. And at that point, it's like, was it even worth being that upset with to begin with? And that's another question you have to ask yourself. When it comes to forgiveness, is this even worth all this energy? Because it takes a lot more energy to be angry and to be have all these negative emotions about someone for something they did than to just let it go. And once you are able to let it go, then you realize that maybe things, it's better that way. Maybe it's not as draining just being angry.
Yeah, that's a pretty good ending statement there. Noah, do you got any finishing words?
At the end of the day, it's a lot easier to forgive someone than to forgive yourself. And well, either of those may take some time, especially for forgiving yourself. But then again, time heals all wounds. So just take one day at a time.
All right. But that is probably where we're going to end off the episode, guys. So like I said, you're going to keep that paper. You can keep it as long as you want. It doesn't really matter to anyone else. It only matters to you. So whatever you choose to do, that paper, piece of paper is now up to you. You can keep it. You can throw it away. If you've already forgiven the situation, then, you know, by all means, throw it away and, move on. Or you can keep it. You can do whatever you want. It's your paper. So yeah, that's where we're gonna, I think that's the perfect spot to end. Now I mentioned in the Hope Debate that doing points with serious topic episodes is quite difficult because, like, we've always talked about how, especially when it comes to opinionated episodes, it's really wrong and stupid to be like, oh, well, John, I hated your opinion, so you get less points for this. It's like, that's not how that works. The entire point of this podcast is that we're talking about this together. And that each person's opinion is not only valid, but encouraged. And so for the host to be like, oh, well, you know, I didn't like your opinion, so you didn't get as much points as the other person, that's stupid. So that's why it's difficult to judge the episode based on points. It's hard to give points on serious topic episodes Obviously, I've been the main person doing them. I think John did two of them, and that's about it. But even when he did them, I think he had trouble with points as well. The way I calculate the points is essentially based on what you talked about. Like how much did you talk? How much did you engage with the conversation? And that's really all I could judge points on, with this one specifically. So that's all the points were. So John, you have a total of 56 points. Pretty good. Noah, I'm gonna be honest, you didn't really talk a lot, so you have 26 points, meaning John won the episode today. So there you go, John. Do you have a winner speech?
Yeah, I suppose that's how we do things around here. But as we always say at the end of every important topic, we're all winners. We all talked about things and stuff related to the topic. We all heard each other out, and although for this particular one, we all kind of had an agreement of what about forgiveness. It's still, I feel like, productive to talk about something like that, even when you all agree on something, because it helps be like, okay, maybe it almost feels nice to know that it's not just you who feels a certain way, and that can also be dangerous, but for some of us, then it's usually not that dangerous. But I'm rambling. It was fun.
All right. And John kind of highlighted the exact reason we're not going to do a loser speech. John won the episode because that's how we do the podcast. Someone's got to win. Like I said, it was based off of the points and how much they engaged with the conversation. And John just engaged a bit more, so that's why I got more points. But we're not going to do a loser speech because, as John just said, we're all winners. If you made it to the end of this episode, thank you so much for listening. We're glad that you stuck around. If you liked these serious topic episodes, we have plenty more for you. We have the Hope Debate, which is a lot of newer people's favorites. It's about all the way back in season one, all the way back to episode 20, which was The Space in Our Minds. That's a mental health related episode. And then The Power to Save Others is like a mental health part two episode. So those two episodes, very special. They kind of deal similar because this revolved around mental health a little bit. Because it's all a mental game, right? But those are centered around mental health specifically. So if you liked this episode, you're definitely going to want to go listen to those ones. Those are amazing as well. I mean, all serious topics are, but those two specifically hold a special place in our hearts because mental health is such a big, important thing. It's what keeps us all together. So definitely go listen to those if you did end up liking them. But yeah, I think it's gonna do it for this episode. So thank you guys so much for listening. We hope to provoke a conversation, made you laugh along the way. Well, not as much laughs, maybe sort of more so at the beginning, but definitely wanted to hopefully provoke a conversation because that's all what we do here. You can find John on Twitch at JeebensFeebens. He's currently streaming. I don't know what he'd be streaming right now, but he'd be streaming something. Although you said Fridays is a everyday thing. So, did you want to tell them what you do on Fridays?
Currently on Fridays, I've been streaming with my buddy Noli. If you've been on my channel, been around for a while, you probably know who that is. If you don't, then basically that's one of my IRL friends, if you will. And it's a lot of fun doing those streams. They are a bit more engaging, I feel like. We play a game either together or with him kind of just commentating on it. We did that with God of War a long time ago, and now we're doing it with Baldur's Gate 3. And I don't... Maybe when you're listening to this, 2 years from now, we'll be on to something else. You know, if you're curious, just go on over to my Switch and you can check that out.
All right. But yeah, if you're watching this when it first came out, it's these come out on Friday. So actually, if you're listening, because some of you do, if you're listening to this, the second this comes out, so around 6 to 6:30, John might be streaming in about 2 hours. So get on over to his thing, not even 2 hours actually, because it usually starts at 7. But in a little bit, so go head on over there. And of course, like John said, if you're watching this in 2 years down the line, who knows what he's doing, but you can always know by if you hit that follow button, and you'll get notified of when he's streaming. You can find Noah on Instagram at NoahDog5434, as well as on Xbox and just NoahDog54. He also runs the Provoker's official account, so make sure you go check that out. We'll be posting some teasers and stuff. Another thing I forgot to mention, now that you've heard both Noah and John's song, which by the way, I sort of announced that at the beginning of this, John's song, so the second song in the Meet the Provokers trilogy of songs, was released on Friday. It was towards the end of the episode. The Ultimate Playlist, I think, is what that episode was. Which is hilarious because it included one of the songs in it. So if you have not listened to John's song, please go do that. Ignore the AI singing it, whatever, but just listen to the music and the actual lyrics because that's the part that's done. I personally love John's song a lot, so if you have not gone to listen to it, please go ahead and do that. And Noah's was in the Axel one, so if you want to go listen to that as well, that's where you can find that one. So now that you've listened to two out of the three songs, if you want to be notified when those songs go up in 2025, the people that follow us on the Provoker's official Instagram account will be the first people to know about it. So if you want to be the first to know about when those songs go live with an actual singer, then head on over to the Provoker's official, which is what the name of the account is, and follow us over there, and you'll be the first people to know when those songs drop. They're not going to drop all together, they're going to drop one by one, kind of like how I'm dropping or showing them now. So you listen to Noah's and Axel's one, we skipped an episode, then you listen to John's in the last one, then we're doing this, and then the next time I host, you'll hear my song in that episode. All around, obviously I made them, so I'm totally biased, but John, did you actually get time to listen to yours?
I haven't, but you know what, I'll do it after this recording, because I have some free time today.
All right. So like I said, really good songs. Obviously, I'm biased, so I can't. That's why I was going to ask if John had listened to it. But either way, you guys have liked it because you have sent me emails about Noah's song. Obviously, John's just came out, so I haven't gotten anything about that, obviously. But I imagine I will because John's is amazing. That's why I wanted to preface that. You will be the first to know if you're following us on Instagram. Obviously, you'll know eventually because I'll announce them on the podcast. But I'll be announcing them on the Provoker's official account first. So that's how you can be notified there. And of course, you can find me over on YouTube at FlabZixie Gaming, doing a lot of stuff over there. Gaming, of course. We do a variety. We do a bunch of stuff. We always have like a story-based game going. So right now we've been doing Far Cry for the past couple years, I guess. Because that's a story-based game. So it's a shooter, but it's a story-based game. So head on over there if you want to see that type of stuff. And it's a lot of fun. Speaking of a lot of fun, you can head on over to the Patreon, where we have two sections of Patreon you can be in. You can either subscribe to a tier like normal Patreon stuff, or you can go ahead and over to the Extended Cut shop, where we have the Provoker's Extended Cut episodes. They're a lot of fun, and they're kind of like little small games that we're doing that wouldn't really fit into a perfect episode. So, for example, Kiss, Marry, Kill, the normal version, like that. We're going to actually do like a celebrity one that's actually on the wheel, or the topic list right now. But the normal version, it was like 30 minutes because it's one of those things that we couldn't probably extend into a full episode. We have a game called The Towers, which was really fun. Wavelength, the original Wavelength episode is actually over there. So if you want to see the first original one, because we did Wavelength Remastered, but if you want to see the original one, then head on over to the Extended Cut episode and see that one. The first five are $3 that we can kind of dip your toes in the water to see if you actually like that type of style or not. If you don't, then great, you only spent $3. And then the rest after that are $5, just so because Apple is stupid and charges you more. So keep that in mind as well. And I think that's going to do it. So thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll catch you guys next time.